difficult question. Boy, you're all getting smart. You know, when I first started this, nobody knew what was going on. And I'd ask for questions, and literally, somebody would stand up with a roll of paper, and open it up and say, I have 10 questions. And I'd say, number one. And they'd ask number one. And you'd answer number one. Then they would look and say, you know, that's answered the whole 10. Because the answer is always the same. In 29 years, I've never said anything different. And that's why I was saying to my wife, Judy, yesterday, you know, this gets boring because I keep saying the same thing over and over again. Then I walk out and people will say, wow, it was sure different today. I've never heard you talk like this before. And I've been saying the same thing. Or somebody will come up to me and say, you know something? I heard you say something today. Finally, I got what you said. Why didn't you say that 10 years ago? And I say, well, I've been saying it for 10 years, but you never heard it. Or somebody will say, well, why weren't you more persistent and force me to listen? You ever tried that? You get in big trouble. You can't force anybody into truth. Truth is everywhere. Truth is the essence of all things. Truth is unexplainable. It's an unexplainable secret. It's formless. Truth is formless. And yet all form is created from this truth. But it's invisible. It's invisible to the senses, to the five senses. That's why you've got to go beyond the five senses to the spiritual part of life to find the answer. Now I know a lot of people in here, there's many, many religions in here. And I say that you keep going to the church of your choice. And if you really listen, you'll find the truth. Because all the major religions have the truth at the very core. If you can get to the core, take all the physical trappings, take away the form, listen. Go beyond the form to the formless, which lies inside, and there you will find the answer. There is no answer out here. There is no answer in this world of form. Nobody can find the answer in this world of form. Only you can find it. Only you. And once you find it, you find it from the formless, automatically comes into a form, you try and give it away, and what you're doing is you're giving away the form. And that's not the answer. So you talk to your client with the form, hoping that the client will see beyond the form to the formless. Step inside, they go from their intellect to wisdom. And once they do that, their mental sickness vanishes. Because all mental sickness is created from using the three principles wrongly. Remember yesterday I told you it's like elements? You know how in science you have elements. You mix those elements and you get compounds. Well, it's exactly the same with your mind. You have those three principles You could call them three psychological elements. You mix them to whatever you want, and they come out as psychological compounds. And psychological compounds, an example would be anger, hate, desire, jealousy, envy. They're the negative compounds. You change it, you remix them. After you hear something beautiful, the world becomes better because you've mixed those psychological elements and created positive psychological compounds such as love, caring, sharing. How simple can you get? You're already there. Everybody's already there. Everybody in this room, everybody in the mental hospital is sitting with mental health. The only thing is, they have so many psychological negative compounds, they can't think straight. And that's your job as therapist. You walk up to those people and you tell them the true nature of thought. All of a sudden, they start changing their elements and create positive compounds. And it's not a slow process. It's immediate. Because all they're doing is changing from one thought to another. And this is one of the greatest things to realize, to change your mind, to be able to change your mind. And people sometimes say, once I make up my mind, I never change it. No matter what, I never change my mind once I made up my mind. And they think this is strength. Super weakness. Because once you learn how thought dictates what you see in this life, this is where the strength is. This is where the power is. That you can go from one reality to another. Just go from one reality to another by simply changing your mind. Know if you're angry at somebody, they've done something wrong to you, and you feel anger. You've mixed those elements and created anger. You've created hostility. You've created jealousy. Now you stop and you think about it. We're back to thought. You think about it. And you think, you know, maybe they really didn't mean it. Maybe they really didn't mean to hurt me. They've done it in innocence. The second you start thinking like that, you've changed those elements, you've remixed them, come out with positive compounds, you've set yourself free, then all of a sudden you feel good because you've freed yourself. And that's the same with your past. If you go back into the past and you say, oh boy, did I ever have a bad past? I'll tell you what happened to me. And you get into it. All the bad, negative experiences you had as a child, and they have created the form that you are now. And they'll keep you there a prisoner. So in actual fact, you're a prisoner of your past. Now, why would you take somebody to those prisons of the past to try and free themselves? Can't be done. But if you realize all it was thought, they're no longer real. They're an illusion carried through time. And once you see that, you break the prison walls, you tear down the bars, and you look anew, and you see a new horizon, and the past is immaterial. It's an illusion in time. When you were young and it was happening, it was true. You were suffering. Whatever happened to you, immaterial what happened to you, you're suffering. And you carry this suffering through time, just like your patients. You carry it through time, and you're a prisoner. Once you realize the past no longer exists, you've found your freedom. And from then on, you'll have a happy life. And if anything goes wrong, you go down into a low mood, you have a great, great chance of realizing all you've done is change your mind. You've changed it back to the negative. And when you see that, you change it back to the positive. Negative, positive. It's all energy. There is nothing in this world that isn't energy. We're all created equal. That's what the great writings say. We're all created equal. Of course we are. Because we're all the same energy. We all have the same mind, consciousness, and thought. We all have a free will. And here's where we're all created equal. Not the physical. Because I look different from you. We all look different on the physical plane. But on the spiritual plane, we're literally all equal. Because everything is energy. We are mortals. Because our body dies, but the soul goes on, because the soul is infinite. A scientist said to me once, nobody can prove infinity. There's no such a thing. Of course you can't prove it. But it does. That is what life is. It's infinite. Because it's all the same energy. Whether in form or formless, it's the same energy. Now, if everything is the same energy, that means to say that time is an illusion. Infinite means timeless. I used to think when I was young, the infinite was connected to time. It isn't. All it is, infinity is the same energy, period. Think of it. And if that's so, there couldn't possibly be a beginning or an end. Because it's infinite. Because it's the same energy. And everything stems from this divine energy. This is the secret to life. You know the beauty too is you don't have to understand it. I remember sitting in a room with about 200 people. And one lady got up and she says, you know, Sid, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. And I said, well, that's good. And she says, what do you mean good? I don't understand it. And I said, well, what do you feel like? She says, I feel great. I said, you're getting it. And she says, no, I'm not. That's the trouble. I says, yes, you are, because you're feeling good. And I said to the audience of 200 people, is there anybody in this room really understands everything that's been said? One hand went up. And that one hand argued with me all day. Because the only thought, now here we're back to thinking again, the only thought they did. Now there was a very wise gentleman in the audience yesterday, and he came out with, he thought he understood the three principles is beginning to realize he really doesn't. That is wisdom. If you go around saying you do and you don't, well, it's a good idea to join Idiots Anonymous, because and it's a big club. You know, we all try and understand each other. And some people say women are different from men. They are in the physical plane. But in the spiritual plane, and as far as the mind's concerned, and the way it functions, we're all exactly the same. It's impossible to be different. You know, somebody was telling me that fellas walking along the beach in Hawaii, and he finds this little brass lamp, and he picks it up, and he's cleaning it off, and all of a sudden the genie appears, and the genie says, "Master, I would love to give you one wish, anything you wish." And he says, "Wow." He says, "I'll tell you what I really want. I'd love to go and visit Britain. But the only thing is, I'm afraid of flying. And I was wondering, could you build a highway from Hawaii to Britain so as I could drive there?" And the genie says, "Wow, this is a big order. This is a tall order. I've never been asked this before." He says, "And another thing, if I build this highway all the way from Hawaii to Britain, it will get in the way of a lot of shipping lanes." He says, "It's really a tough one. I don't know about this." So the fellow says, "Oh, okay. I changed my mind." He says, "There's one other thing I'd like to know. I'd like to know how women think." And the genie looks at him and says, "Do you want one lane or two?" You have to find it for yourself. And that's what I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you that mind, consciousness, and thought hold that secret. And remember yesterday I said, if you ever find the true nature of mind, you automatically would be enlightened. If you find the true nature of thought, you automatically would be enlightened. If you find the true nature of consciousness, you would automatically be enlightened, because the three are one. They're the trinity of all psychological experience here on earth. It's another dimension of thought altogether. This is why Buddha told you, you are the world. You create the world you live in. You have to find it for yourself. And if you listen carefully, not just to what I'm saying, to some wise person that you think knows the secret, you can go to the library, you can find it. You can go to the church of your choice and find it. You can go to a kahuna and find it. You can go anywhere in the world. And once you know what truth is, you'll hear it spoken all over the world. You'll hear it on a day-to-day basis. But you've got to listen, not with your ears. You don't look with your eyes. It's beyond the senses. It lies deep in here. And once that secret comes out, and is divulged to you, as I said before, it's a secret that can never be told. It cannot be told by words. It has to be found within your own soul, because your own soul holds that secret. And what stops you from getting in here is your own thinking. And one of the greatest things is your free will. That's what stops it. And if you can take your free will away, just for a split second, you'll find what you're looking for. But up until then, you'll be stuck in what you call an ego. And an ego, your ego, is a delusion. It's non-existent. And people will say, well, what is the ego? I'll tell you this. Whatever you think it is, that's what it is. But I can tell you, it's a delusion. It's a delusionary world. Because we live in a divine illusion, suspended within the boundaries of time, space, and matter. Now we're back to that energy again, because all energy, whether in form or formless, when it comes into this physical world, everything is created from that same spiritual energy. This is why the North American Indian, the wise man or the wise woman, would tell you that the sky, the ocean, the lakes, the fish that swim in them, they're all the same energy in a different disguise. But because they didn't know anything about energy, they call it spirit. It's all the same spirit. Everything is the same spirit, because everything comes from that divine, formless energy, which is a God spirit, comes into a form. It comes into a divine illusion. And those wise medicine men, they saw past the illusion, and they saw that everything was the same spirit. Now, if you were talking to a North American Indian, you would talk about spirit. You go to a university and you talk with a scientist or a physicist, they'd say, no, I don't want to hear that. You say, okay, then let's change the word. And you say, everything derives from the same energy. They say, oh, that's better. But you're saying the same thing. The only thing is, you're using a different word to suit the situation. And that's why when you talk with clients, don't be afraid to change the word. Because they might hear one word and not another. But ignore the word. The word can never hold truth. The word is from this plane, from this physical reality. Go beyond the word, and there lies the answer. Always, it's been there from the beginning of time, and it will be there till you and I are gone. Because it's the same thing. Everything is the same. Everything is one. There can only be one. That's why there can only be one God. It's a feeling. And if you ever go and listen to somebody that you think knows the answer, listen very, very carefully at what's coming out, the feeling. Because it's all in a feeling. If you get a negative feeling, you're not hearing. If you get a positive feeling, then it's getting through to you. Take that positive feeling, absorb it, appreciate it, walk away with it, and you'll find your answer. Perhaps bit by bit. Whenever you have an insight, a guarantee, it's instant. The change is instant. Because you've gone from this material world, from the ego, you bypass it, you look within, the ego vanishes, you go to the spiritual part, to a deeper dimension of thought, to what you would call purity of thought, and you find your answer. Once you do that, you'll realize instantly the simplicity of it. And you say, look for simplicity. Don't look for the complicated. You have to listen to a little voice that lies deep within yourself, ready to come out. And once you silence your mind, this little voice, this purity of thought, comes out and gives you the answer. Because as I said before, the answer lies within. It's already there. We are all the same spiritual energy in this world of form, seeking, trying to find out where we came from. What is this big world? Where did we come from? What is it? And that's why these wise people like Buddha, they told you to meditate. Now, when they tell you to meditate, a lot of people get a little bit lost and they think you have to sit in a specific way and do specific things to find the state of meditation. The second you try, you've lost it. You've lost it. But if you're walking down the road or you're walking through the woods, you might be fishing, golfing. No matter what you're doing, you're always really walking in a state of meditation. The only thing is, your little ego mind will not allow you to see beyond. And if sometime you happen to go into that, what you call a state of meditation, that quietness, that stillness, the soul, which is pure consciousness, allows you to come out. And when it comes out as an insight, a sight from within. And that sight is what you call wisdom. And you go, oh, that's simple. I'm going to tell my friend. And your friend looks at you and says, hey, wait a minute, you're crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. But once you have that insight, and you pick up a book that maybe you've read 100 times, the book changes. It's a totally different book because you start walking in a different world. Every time you have an insight, this world changes. At least that's what you think. The world's still the same. It's your mind that has changed. It's your thought system that has changed. It's your consciousness has changed. And once this change takes place, the world you live in changes. It changes to a better life. And people will say, but what if it changes to the worse? That's impossible. Because divine mind, divine knowledge, wisdom, is always positive. It's impossible for it to be negative. And nobody in this world can penetrate into the unknown with negativity. Because the unknown holds nothing but pure love. Because pure love is pure mind, purity of mind. Pure consciousness is purity of consciousness. Pure thought is purity of thought. And once you realize that, you'll go home to where you belong. You go home to that divine state that everybody in the world is already there, but they don't know it. And with that, I'd like to say thank you very, very much, because I know some of you have come thousands of miles to be here, and I really appreciate that. It's been a pleasure for 29 years to be able to give away or try to give away the gift that I was granted on Salt Spring Island. Thank you.